Mexican president lashes out at TV station for reporting on cartel politicians. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 27, 2026. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum drew harsh criticism this week for a series of comments she made, telling the people not to watch a critical Mexican TV station that consistently reports on the government's cartel ties. The issue began during one of Sheinbaum's news conferences when she was asked about NGOs criticizing her government, calling members of her party narco-politicians, and that the main TV station promoting those groups was TV Azteca. Lo que acaba de pasar en la mananera es gravísimo. La presidenta pidió no ver TV Azteca. To do con tal de defender a Ruben Roca, acusado de EU por vínculos con el crimen organizado. Y la libertad de expresión que tanto presume Claudia Sheinbaum, donde queda? pic.twitter.com/1foircspeaks2. Erica Velasco, at @Erica_Velasco_, May 25, 2026. Don't watch TV Azteca, she said in a mocking tone, laughing as she said that she was going to propose an award for that station as the biggest liars. TV Azteca is one of Mexico's main news stations and has a long history of reporting on corruption. The TV station has been highly critical of Sheinbaum's government and her party, Morena. In response to the comments, TV Azteca published a statement accusing Mexico's government of being a cartel ally and protector. Cuando el poder llama a sabotear un medio de comunicación por ser crítico, lo que busca es censurar. El gobierno MX la incomoda que en #TV Azteca sigamos señalando la corrupción, su complicidad con el narco y el mal gobierno que han llevado. Pero que le quede claro, no nos van. pic.twitter.com/5asmerc. TV Azteca, at Azteca, May 25, 2026. As Breitbart Texas has reported, the Morena Party made international headlines last month when the U.S. Department of Justice publicly accused the sitting governor of Sinaloa, Ruben Roca Moya, and nine of his closest officials of working for the Sinaloa cartel in exchange for money and political power. The issue was made worse by Sheinbaum's fierce opposition to the move, claiming that there was no evidence of Roca Moya's wrongdoing. Since then, two of his associates have turned themselves into U.S. authorities, leading to a media frenzy about the ties between the Morena government and drug cartels. An additional source of tension is that TV Azteca is owned by Mexican businessman Ricardo Salinas, a man who was once an ally of the Morena government but has since publicly called out its corruption and become one of its fiercest opponents. Earlier this year, Mexico's tax service went after Salinas' various businesses in a series of audits that most claimed were a weaponization of government agencies aimed at bankrupting a political opponent. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.